Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 74 of Two Downies Dudes for September 5th, 2015. On this episode, we read some listener feedback, do a food review, and news with Larry.
Come on, dude. Holla at your boy.
What's happening?
Holla at your boy.
So let's start out this week with a little listener feedback.
Okay.
And two downies dudes. Bumble one fan.
Aww. We had some messages to our Facebook page.
We did.
It was good hearing from some people. Starting with August 26th, we had actually a photo posted by Andrew Boyd McChesney, friend of the podcast. He posted a nice shot of Clown.
Of course.
Downtown Ellsworth. We had a message from Annie Lee, who says, I still LMAO when I see Glenn partying on your profile pic.
Yeah, we've had Glenn on the profile pic for a while.
Yeah, it's probably time to change that.
Yeah, because the party is over.
The party is long over.
It is. It's been over for a while.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. I think we ought to formally declare the official enemies of the podcast, which there are pretty much only two that I can think of, unless you can add to this. But Glenn from Bangor Car Care.
Yeah.
We got beef with him. And Kid from the Z107.3 Morning Show.
Right. Just because I don't even know who he is, but I know that you dislike him quite a bit. So I'm just going to go along with the dislike, too.
Thank you. Right. You always got my back.
Right.
He's just fucking awful. I'm glad you don't know who he is. Nobody should know who he is. He's obnoxious. Can you think of any other official enemies of the podcast?
I can't, not right off the top of my head, no.
We pick on Paul LePage a lot, but he's not really an enemy. He means well, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Just a moron.
Right. I mean, you can't hate somebody for being stupid. Well, I guess you can. But you really shouldn't. I mean, You should almost just feel sorry for him.
Right.
And he kind of is a dummy.
Oh, he is so dumb. So, yeah, those are the official enemies of the podcast.
Right.
Which, I don't know, maybe that'll help us. I think it's good to have beef like that.
I think so. Yeah,
the rappers do it all the time, and
right.
Celebrities are always like talking shit on Twitter about each other.
Yeah.
Gets good media hype going.
So that's our official enemies list of the Two Downies Dudes. I mean, that's
not
an open
cares list.
That's not an end. Like, there could be more to come.
Plenty of room for more.
Right.
Yep. We had another message on the Facebook page from Sarah Shahan.
Now, these are my favorite kind of messages. These are the ones that I really enjoy.
Hell yeah. She said, thanks for the laughs down here in Virginia Beach.
Right.
Makes me actually miss home. Wicked bad dia.
That's right. That's wicked bad dia.
And that's what we're all about. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
It's always cool to hear from somebody that's now elsewhere.
Right.
Not a from away.
No.
So let's clarify.
Yeah, no.
She's a true Mena. Always
right.
Welcome back. In fact, we miss you. I mean,
right.
We don't know you, but
absolutely.
Since
come
you
home.
Left, like,
yeah, come home.
That was like 3% of the population.
Exactly. Downey's Maine just ain't the same without you, dear.
Yeah.
So you should come back.
Come on back. Crash on my couch. Frigate.
Right. Till you figure something out or whatever.
That's right. Wonder if she knows Jesse down Virginia. I mean, they're in the same state, you know.
That's true.
Probably know each other.
I'm guessing they probably, run into each other.
Probably just like around here.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Sarah, thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
And we also had a message from Mr. Jeremy Mace.
We did. I missed that message. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I felt like we haven't heard from Jeremy in a while.
I know. starting to...
Maybe Jeremy's upset with us.
Starting to long for him.
So, since your computer sucks and mine doesn't, and I have the message up, I will read the message. So, Jeremy said, I've slacked off this summer and have been playing catch-up on my drive to Connecticut today. You guys are on a roll. Really funny stuff. Rob, your romantic getaway to Lubeck to watch the sunrise had me LOLing. Good stuff. Nice work, boys.
Nice.
And I want to say that wasn't meant to be humorous. You know, your little romantic getaway down to Quaddy Head.
Not my wife.
Exactly. Not your wife. Soon to be, maybe, but not yet. Not
my wife.
Right. Could be. There's potential there.
Right.
But it wasn't meant to be funny, because you really are a hopeless romantic.
When it's similar to estrogen.
Exactly. Very similar.
Going crazy with the LePage sound drops here.
Very similar to estrogen. Very, right. Very similar to estrogen. But thank you again, Jeremy, and we're glad you're catching up, because I felt like we haven't heard from him in a while, and I feel like maybe that's because he wasn't listening.
Right.
And that's what was going on.
He's getting caught up. Right. You know what's the most awkward thing is when we have guests on the podcast, especially regulars.
Right.
That haven't listened to any of the recent podcasts.
Like another Jeremy we know.
Yeah. Or, pretty much any of them.
Right.
They don't really listen. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll come on, but we're not going to listen to the fucking thing.
They'll listen to the one they're on.
Oh, yeah.
But they won't listen to any other one.
Right.
Like, if they see a podcast where it's just me and you, they're not paying any attention to that.
No. Nobody wants to.
And they're not telling anybody about it. But the one that they're on, they're downloading it. They're telling all their friends, family. Yeah. You guys got to hear this. I'm awesome. I'm funny. Check
me
out.
Sharing it.
Right. So we appreciate the support, guys.
That's right. Yeah, always.
Not that you'll hear this podcast because you're not on it. So.
Yeah, that's a nice little test we can do. So, Jeremy, Jen, Shayna, any of you guys, if you're listening, just send us a message. Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. How good this podcast was.
Or we'll bring this up the next time you guys are on and call you out on it, and it'll be really entertaining.
And awkward. Well, good. So, we got some listener feedback, which is, we've been saying right from the beginning, something we enjoy.
Yeah.
And we'd like to get more of.
So, I think this is a perfect time to bring up an issue related to listeners, which is that it's time for us to shamelessly beg again.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Because we got our little, ditty at the end of the podcast saying blah, blah, blah,
right.
Give us money. But seriously, we've gotten some contributions so far that really helped. That's why our audio quality has improved.
Yep.
But is all over the fucking place.
Right.
However, if we had some nice microphone booms,
yes,
this would not happen.
Which we have been window shopping Amazon.
Yes.
And found us some nice microphone booms that will attach to our beautiful new desk that we have.
Oh, so sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. And I want to say that the t-shirts, our shirts, mm-hmm. which are available for sale, I understand why your people aren't buying them. I get why. Well, because the options are pretty fucking limited.
Yeah.
I actually was informed by yet another listener, someone who's, I won't say a from away, but someone who doesn't live in this area anymore, who listens quite regularly to remind her of home. She has been to our store. She's not interested in a large or extra large men's t-shirt, which is all there is to buy.
Available.
But she said she would love a shirt, a ladies small or whatever, and a coffee mug, she said, or like a travel mug. She said she would love those. And she knows a bunch of people down in North Carolina where she lives who just love Moose and would love the Moose Jolly Roger on a travel mug or a coffee mug of some sort. So I can understand why people aren't shopping at our store, considering our store consists of one shirt for two sizes.
Well, I disagree.
Oh, yeah?
And I would say to that listener, the world does not revolve around you. So rather than expecting us to cater a t-shirt towards you, why don't you put on a few pounds so you can wear a men's large?
True.
Just saying.
True.
That's an option, too.
That is an option.
If you stop being so selfish for a minute, throw down a couple extra donuts.
Right.
You can buy a men's shirt. Everybody wins.
And it would fit you fine.
Yeah.
Right.
We get money. You get to wear a shirt.
Right. That's true.
So that's always a possibility. But no, I've been talking about it for fucking months.
I have
to get on that.
I mean, we couldn't do it because we, you know how to do these things. I don't have a fucking clue. Right. I've tried to navigate our store. Then I don't understand. I have no idea. I have no idea how to navigate it, how to get past the men's large, extra large shirt, if there isn't even a way to get past that.
Right.
So I understand.
We'll work on that. It's in the works. We'll get some women's t-shirts.
And I don't know if we've been pimping out that store as well as we could have.
No.
Letting people know that it really is up and running and it does exist. Although, if we're going to do that, we might want to give some people more options.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
So we'll work on that. Right now, you can get to it by going to our website, www.2downeastdudes.com. And that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. And clicking on the store link. Now, aside from that, I understand that this past weekend you went to Funtown Splash Town.
I did.
Would you like to talk about that?
No. I know it was good. Yeah. It was good. We had a good time. And the kids loved it, of course. The whole reason you go is to bring the kids, because I wouldn't go there on my own. It's like an overpriced shitty fair with water slides.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, we went down and Funtown Splash Town was all right. It was fun, and like I said, the kids had a good time. Southern Maine sucks, though.
Oh, it really does.
Yeah. So you kind of got like you got like this place that's cool and it's fun to go to, but you're in Southern Maine, which, I mean, I love the state of Maine. I mean I bleed fucking pine needles, you know what I mean?
Right. Ooh, I like that.
But there is a section of this state that I think we could all just kind of do without. And I don't want to offend anybody, or I do, either way. But, you know, Southern Maine really fucking sucks. The people are not like us. I don't even feel like I'm in the state anymore. Once I get past, say, well, Augusta, really. Yeah. Anything south of Augusta, I no longer feel like I'm in the state of Maine. I feel like I've gone into Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not really cool.
I agree. It doesn't look or feel like Maine at all. It's counterfeit.
Right.
The surroundings, like visually, in a way, they've designed it so it resembles Maine. There are lots of restaurants advertising lobster.
And everything says down east. Down east.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
says down east.
Yep.
Even though you're nowhere near down east Maine.
Yep. So it has the look, but it doesn't have the feel.
Exactly.
It's lacking that local color that you see around here.
Yeah. I mean, you can't claim to be a down east whatever the fuck and then act like a douchebag. You know what I mean? Like, if you're gonna claim that you're a true, authentic Down East restaurant, right?
Right.
Then you better act like a Down Easter. When I walk through the door, you better be, you know, acting like a Down Easter. I want to hear some hooting and hollering. Hey, how the hell are you, buddy? Jesus Christ, good to see you people. I'll go ahead, sit down any way you want. Like, that's not like, can I help you?
Right.
Is there something we can do for you? You know, and that's what you get down there. You really do.
Yeah, I tend to agree, because I also spent some time in Southern Maine this weekend.
You did?
Around the same time that you were down
there.
Well,
you were right in the same area. You were down at, what do they call that, thong country there? Banana Hammockville.
Old Orchard Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Which, with all the hairy Canadians.
I was going to say, I was either in Old Orchard Beach or Canada. I'm not sure which.
Right.
We may have gotten on 95 north instead of south.
And ended up driven till we got to Nova Scotia.
You wouldn't know the difference.
No, you wouldn't.
Other than maybe a couple degrees in the temperature.
But the language is basically French-Canadian down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And similar to what's happened in Bar Harbor, all of the workers I noticed down in Old Orchard Beach were foreign.
Right.
There were no Mainers, no Maine people working the stands down on the boardwalk or the businesses. Most of the people, you can tell, they're coming from other places, and they're just there for the summer to work.
Yeah, it's weird, because that's definitely a transformation, even in my time here, you know, which, you know, I'm not an old guy, but, you know, I've seen in my lifetime the transformation from, you know, even just from away people like college kids working in Bar Harbor for the summertime to now it's just a slew of people not from this country. I don't even know where they're from. I have no idea where they come from, but they come from all over the world, but nobody seems to be American even.
No.
So it's odd.
Yeah, when we were down on the beach, we of course had to walk around, check out some of the food and drink options, because you know how much of a snob I am.
Right.
And one of the first places we went to was a little coffee stand, and I was like, oh, cool. It's a coffee stand where they have all different espresso drinks and, you know, different options for coffee. So I walk up, and I was not suspecting the girl to be foreign. She just looked like your, you know, average white chick.
Right.
We walk up, and boom, thick Russian accent, could barely understand what she was saying.
Right.
So, you know, I order my coffee, whatever, and then we walk a little further down, or actually right across from her, was a little little thin pancake things.
Crepes.
Yeah, there was a little crepe stand.
And this is an OOB?
Yes. Now, a couple different things here. For one, this is Old Orchard Beach. And
right.
This is Maine. This is supposed to be the Maine experience.
Exactly.
On top of that, they're crepes, which is a French thing.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Oh, yes.
In a place where there are a lot of French Canadians. Yet
right.
The girl operating that booth
was Russian.
Russian.
Right.
Yeah, both of them Russian.
So you're in Old Orchard Beach, Maine, eating a French crepe served by a Russian foreign whatever work visa girl.
Yep. Surrounded by French Canadians.
Surrounded by hairy French Canadians.
Fucking Speedos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not very Maine.
Banana hammocks.
Yep.
No, it really isn't. And it really has gotten, I mean, I hope we'd never see that here. Like, I hope it doesn't come this way where
Ellsworth.
Yeah, or even further down east. I hope down east gets to always stay down east and not end up just being a name, you know, like it is in southern Maine. It's down east is just a word. It doesn't mean shit to anybody down there other than, hey, we might sell more shit if we throw that name up on our sign.
I know it's amazing how much of an inaccurate perception people probably have of what down east Maine is. Like, how many people do you think go home to Missouri, Michigan, wherever the fuck they're from, and they're like, oh, we got to experience down east Maine.
Right.
You should try going there sometime. It's it's really amazing. They have funnel cakes down on the wharf served by Russian girls,
right,
and lots of French Canadian. Like, that's the down east experience to them.
Right.
But God forbid somebody's like, oh, okay, well, I want to try down east Maine. Sounds nice. I like, you know.
Right.
I like Russian girls and coffee stands and boardwalks. And then they go to fucking South Goulsboro.
Exactly.
They're going to get a little bit of a different experience.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to get the real down east.
Right.
And God forbid they even make it as far as Jonesport Beals.
Right.
Then they're in some scary fucking territory.
So, speaking of coffee stands.
Oh, here we go.
I decided
to open one.
That's a good idea.
That's
yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, sure. This is breaking news right now. Fucking right. No, I decided to give Deja Brew another chance.
You did. And did you go for just coffee?
I did go for just coffee.
And?
Well, let's build some suspense here.
Oh, okay.
By all giving right. it a moment of silence where you can throw in the food review sound drop.
Okay.
Oh, man. So good. Oh, it's great. Oh, God.
There we go. Now that everybody's in suspense,
uh-huh,
on the edge of their seats, I went and got a coffee and mixed feelings yet again.
Oh, really?
The last time I went, I ordered a latte and it came out as an Americana, which is a shot of espresso and water.
Right.
So that kind of had me a little perturbed, but I went back today and decided to just get a coffee, and the first thing was I ordered two coffees, and it was like an emotional roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah, because the first thing I did was order two coffees, and she said, well, today all coffees are $2.04. I was like,
wow.
Oh, that's awesome. She's like, so do you want to upgrade to larges? You know, same price.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sweet. That's a good deal.
I want more of shitty coffee.
Yeah. Boom. Then she fucking cuts me down by telling me that they're all out of cream.
Oh, my God.
And she said...
Wait, they're all out of cream?
They ran out of cream, half and half. Kind of the one of the most important components when you're making coffees.
Yeah.
For people that
Again,
take cream and
That's like a coffee
sugar.
Store that runs out of coffee.
Yeah. Or like Dunkin' Donuts when they run out of donuts.
Right. Well, exactly. Or they never have the frosted maple donut.
Right.
Ever. Ever. Like, literally ever.
Yeah. Yeah, another side note, speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, I would say that fall is the most offensive and fucking annoying season for true coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
Because if I see one more post on Facebook about fucking pumpkin flavored bullshit, I will kill someone.
Really?
Oh, it's so fucking irritating.
Yeah, you're not a pumpkin spice fan.
Don't even get me started. So that being said, all right, $2.04 coffees out of creamer. I was like, okay, so
but,
at that
and you're
point,
all right with that though, because I've seen you drink coffee with no creamer.
Yeah, but I prefer not to, especially when I don't know how the coffee's going to come out. If
right.
it's a real dank cup of coffee, like if I went to 44 North, I could drink their coffee without creamer.
Right.
But if it's going to be potentially a shitty cup, I'm going to want that little buffer between me and that nasty flavor.
I gotcha.
So at that point, I pretty much gave up and was like, I told her, I was like, that's okay, I'll hold off.
So you didn't even get the coffee?
Well,
oh.
here's where it bounces back again.
My God.
I told you it was an emotional roller coaster.
Wow.
She said, well, let me look at what we've got. And she looked in the little cream container. She's like, I've got enough for one. And I was getting two coffees, one for my boss.
Yeah.
Which, you know, fuck him, he can take milk. So I was like, all right, as long as mine's got cream, as long as you got enough for mine, like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, so they had milk, just no creamer, no half and half.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
Well, she said they had fat-free creamer, too. Fat-free creamer or just whole milk.
I got you.
So I was like, all right, if you got enough creamer for one, do one with creamer and then put milk in the other one. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Right.
She did that. Ended up giving me the second one for free.
Oh.
Mind you, they were trying to sort it out. She said that a certain gentleman was on his way down to Hannaford to buy some half and half. So
right.
they could restock it. I just happened to show up there, you know, in the meantime.
Midstream.
Yeah. So I ended up getting the two coffees. Gave me one for free. And the other one was only $2.04 for a large. By then, I was a little discouraged. But... it was a good cup of coffee.
It was.
I got a dark roast. It had some nice floral notes.
Floral notes?
Yep. A little aromatic, a little floral.
Okay.
And
you're such a douche.
Good flavor notes to it. And
Now do you I wish I had a drink. Do you have something to drink? Can I have a sip of your little
Pellegrino?
Yeah. When you drink coffee, am I going to puke drinking this? I don't know what this is.
Probably it's not.
I've never
Pepsi
even seen
Mountain
a can
your,
that looks.
Your body
like
will probably reject it.
Well, anyways, when you drink coffee, I gotta know. Do you do this? Hold on. Like a wine taster.
Exactly.
Do you do that? Do you suck in the air to get the full flavor, like a wine taster would?
You gotta draw the air in around it, push the flavor around in your mouth.
That's awesome.
But no, they've got good coffee. Maybe some kinks to work out in the service, but as far as
right.
the product, it's good, and that's mostly what I care about. I will go back. I can say that.
Well, they're a new local business.
I mean,
it's not Coffee Express. They're not a franchise or a chain. Like, they just occupy that old building, but they're a local. You know, some local people that decided to have their own coffee shop.
Correct.
Which
new,
is something you
ownership.
Should do. I mean, really, as much of a coffee douche as you, a snob as you are, you know, you should have a coffee shop. You should have a coffee shop of your own. Then you could just sit around and talk about and drink coffee all day, every day.
Oh, I like that idea.
Mm.
All right, I might have to explore that.
Yeah, new career option.
Definitely.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah.
I mean, and you took my advice. I said go there and try a fucking cup of coffee. Don't get the fancy shit. Just get a cup of coffee.
Right.
And you were impressed.
I was happy this time.
Good.
So I think next up, we've got Larry coming in here for some breaking news.
Yeah, yep. He's coming in to talk about a little news story. Something down his neck of the woods, I think.
Yes.
Is he here?
He's here.
Oh, all right. Well, let me give him a mic. Facts going on today, buddy.
What's going on, Larry?
Not much, dear.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a little while.
Been a week or so or something, yeah.
Something like that. So we've got some breaking news. By the time people listen, it won't really be breaking anymore. But to us, it's breaking. It's happening today as we speak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a big deal. Not a whole lot happens down in Lubeck. So
no.
I figured we'd get you on as the Lubeck specialist.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So I know the story you're talking about because it's all over down there today. Down back home, that's all everybody's talking about.
Everybody talking about it at the gas station.
Yeah. So what it is, they got one of them shacks washed up on shore. Don't know what kind of shack it is. Do you know what kind of shack it is?
I think it said it's a basking shark.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 30 foot long basking shack.
That's a big shark.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, and I don't think these people, I know they got them scientists or whatever down there, and the people think they know whatever they know, that, you know, they went to school and they know, read some books or whatever and know some stuff, but, I mean, it's a freaking basking shack, and it's up on the beach. Obviously, it's just basking in the sun. That's what it does.
Oh, it is a basking shark.
So, I mean, they're all up in a tizzy about this. Oh, shark's out of the water, up on the beach, you know. And I'm thinking, well, some bitch trying to get a tan. You know what I mean? Summertime, he's a basking shark. He's out. He's just basking in the sun.
All right.
I mean, makes sense to me. I don't know. But so what they said was this fella, I could read a little bit of the article. I can't really read.
Can you read?
Well, a little bit. Not a whole lot. But there's this fella down there. His name is Mac Olson.
Okay. Do you know him or?
No, I don't know him. No, I don't know who he is. He's one of them scientist fellas or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he sent in these pictures. He made a comment. He said, while the tide is now coming over the shack, he don't believe it will survive. He thinks it's going to, well, basically drown, I guess. That's what a fish out of water does, you know, it drowns.
Oh, okay.
Right. Drowns on oxygen. But
marine biology lesson here.
That's right. Yeah. But there's a picture. You see that picture there on the? Can you see that on the things?
Yeah, I'm looking at the same picture you're looking at.
Right. So there's a fella there. He's, you know, I know that's Bob there. There's the one standing up closest to us, and there's a few other. That's Kenny down there. He's got his clam. He was clamming whatever when all this started. But so these people, they're dumping water on it or whatever the fuck they're doing. But you can't see in the picture. But off to the left. See, I'm out there too. I'm firing up the grill. I got a fire going. I'm getting ready because I figured if this thing don't make it, I'm gonna have some shack burgers.
Oh,
yeah. I was gonna carve it up. Now I went down and tried, but some of them ladies that was over there with them buckets or whatever, they started hollering. What are you doing? You leave him alone. And I had my knife out and I was going for the gills. I was gonna stab the gills and just cut him right back and get some steaks out of him or whatever. But I guess he was still breathing or something. He was still alive or whatever, so.
Some of those humanitarian PETA people down there.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? I mean, it's a giant fish up on the fucking shore. Let's have a barbecue. You know what I mean? Like, what's all the hubbub down here? And you got your buckets and your water and your fucking, you know, you got your touristy, you know, queer boots on there down wading in the tide. But I figured we'd just have a little barbecue. Cook up some fucking shack burgers or something.
Yeah, I think that was a good backup plan. I mean,
well,
obviously they're trying
to
save
in,
this animal.
You know, I came in, talked to you about it, but I still got my fire. I built a big one. I got because I was thinking clam bake. You know, big, great big fire. We'll throw some seaweed on there. We'll steam us up some shack meat. But so she's still cooking. When I get home, I'm gonna go down. That some bitch is still up on the beach. I'm gonna carve her up. I'm gonna have me some shack.
Oh, nice. Yeah. If not, I'm sure you'll just end up bagging a deer or something like that.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, whatever.
Out of season and past dark, but...
Yeah, I mean, man's got to eat, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Man's got to eat, so...
Yeah, well, while we've got you here, I figured we'd get your opinion on another news story.
Oh, yeah, you got another one?
I do, yeah. All right, Larry, so we'll get your take on this news event. This happened in Rockland.
Yeah.
A Rockland resident who shot an intruder in his apartment late Monday night said Tuesday he had purchased the gun only Monday.
Ha.
That was good timing.
Yeah, it was like he knew he was going to break in or something.
Yeah, maybe he's a psychic.
Huh.
The alleged intruder, Christopher Wildhaber, 45, of Rockland, was caught by police in the woods near the Park Street residence a short time after the confrontation, according to Rockland Police Sergeant Don Finnegan. Police said Wildhaber put up a brief struggle before being subdued. Wildhaber was...
This is the fella that got shot?
This was, the guy that shot him, I don't think struggled or was subdued.
Right.
I don't believe.
Ha!
Wildhaber was taken to Penn Bay Medical Center in Rockport and then to Maine Medical Center in Portland to be treated for a gunshot wound to the shoulder. He since has been released from the hospital and is being held at the Cumberland County Jail in Portland, according to Rockland Police.
So he shot him?
He did.
Yeah.
Yes. Shot him in the shoulder.
Good.
Good? You think homeowners ought to be able to protect their home?
Of course they should, Plus, I think pretty much down in Rockland, you ought to just shoot them all.
Oh, so the criminal and homeowner?
Yeah, all of them. Just be shot. Just line them all up and fucking shoot them.
Everyone in Rockland.
Fuck Rockland.
That's a pretty extreme stance.
Well, you wanted my opinion, dear. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, that's good to note, considering you're running as vice president along with Dale.
Right, not president, though.
Oh, okay. So I guess if you want an entire city to die or be shot, it's not as bad because it's not like
I got to convince Dale to go along with it. So,
okay.
Because he's the one that, you know, he's inevitably the one that makes those decisions.
Right.
So.
All right. But, so I guess we've got that safety net.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit better about that now.
Yeah. I say fuck them. Shoot them all. All right, bud. Well, I got to go because I got some shack I got to get to.
All right.
Hopefully I can cook that up a little later or something. But
yeah, thanks for sharing your opinions with us.
Yeah, I'll bring some leftovers for you.
All right.
Well, there.
Yeah. Well, welcome back, Eric.
Yeah.
This is one of the interesting things about this story is the fact that...
He bought the gun on Monday?
Yeah.
And shot the guy on, what, Thursday?
Yeah, that's some intuition there. I think it said he bought Tuesday. He said Tuesday he had purchased the gun only Monday. So it was literally the next day.
Yeah, right.
One day after he bought the gun, he shot the guy. And then the other thing that's crazy is that this is the fifth time he was broken into.
Oh, well, no wonder he bought the gun.
But I'm wondering, like, why is he being broken into so much?
Right.
Maybe
what's he got that these people want?
Right. Well, it does say in here.
Obviously not guns.
No. No. You could try to take that from him. But Harvey Limbo is his name. 67-year-old apartment dweller who shot Wildhaber.
Apartment dweller?
Yeah, I know. That's,
wow.
It seems like that's a derogatory
term.
Doesn't it? Not very politically correct.
Fucking, you apartment dweller.
Apartment dweller. Let's see, the break-in marked the fifth time he had been a victim of burglary in the 6 years he lived at Park Place. The last time was a month ago when medications and $1,000 in cash were stolen. Oh, this is
okay,
to make a little sense now.
Okay, so he's old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's an older gentleman.
Right.
He's medicated. He's got some meds kicking around.
Yeah.
And he's older, so he's hoarding cash.
Yeah.
Because that's what old guys do, which is a telltale sign that you're getting older is when you start hiding money in your house.
Right.
So fuck the bank or a safe deposit box. Yeah. It's tucked in, you know, behind a loose panel somewhere in your closet or some shit.
I don't trust no fucking government.
Exactly. So he's an older guy. He's got some good medication and he's hoarding cash all over his house. And obviously, but the fifth time he'd been broken into.
Yeah, that's
over
a bit
the
much.
Course of how long?
6 years.
So in the last 6 years, he's been broken into five times. His house has been broken into.
Right.
So that's almost once a year.
Right. Now, I'm no detective, and I may be way off base and possibly piss some people off by saying this, but I'm going to go ahead and just state a possibility that. That many times, my question is, how do people know that he's got these medications? And I will venture to say one possibility might be that he has sold these medications to people in the past.
Right.
Which could explain why so many people know that he has the drugs.
Why he had $1,000 in cash.
$1,000 in cash, and why people think, oh, I can just break into his house in the middle of the night and take some of the pills, and what's he going to do, call the cops? You know, he sells them, or he... trades him or whatever. That's all speculation,
right.
And maybe that's a dickish thing to say, but it just
Odd. I mean, I think you're right, you know, because if you look at the fact that your circumstances is similar to his, But you don't have $1,000 in cash, and you're an apartment dweller.
I'm an apartment dweller.
Right? And you don't just have $1,000 kicking around.
Definitely not.
Right. So, where did an apartment dweller come up with $1,000?
That's true. I don't have $10 laying around.
Right. When you hear apartment dweller, you don't think, hoarding cash or hordes of cash.
No.
Right.
Like, I would invite people. If you want to break into my apartment, like, if you want to sit over there by my counter and roll up my change, you might get $5.
Right.
I'll sit here patiently.
And that's
call
the true
the police
life.
After you leave.
That's the true life of an apartment dweller.
Apartment dweller. Oh, man.
Well, good for him, though, for shooting the fuck who broke into his house. Irregardless, you got to watch the company you keep.
Right. And that's quite a conclusion that I jumped to. Maybe that's just way off base. But I thought that was crazy when I read that he's been broken into that many times.
Right.
And that he felt the need to go get a gun. It's almost like he suspected that somebody showed up that day to buy something and didn't have any money, or...
And he figured they might come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't fucking know. It's just... That's crazy. It does state in here that Lembo said he is disabled and must use a motorized wheelchair to get around. And
so he rolled up on the motherfucker and blasted him.
It was a drive-by. Wow.
It was. It was a drive-by.
It was a wheel-by. Says he believes that may be why some people think he is an easy target, because he's in the wheelchair.
Well, yeah, but like you said, 5 times in 6 years.
Yeah, and
why so much? I've lived in the same place for 8 or 9 years. I've never been broken into.
Not even twice.
Not even twice.
By doing the math, you would think that you'd be broken into twice.
Right. If the odds are that good, right?
Twice. Yeah. Lembo said he had the gun under his pillow around midnight Monday night when he was awoken by a sound in his apartment.
And he bought the gun that day.
Yeah, and he was sleeping with it under his pillow. Now, I know some people that have guns for
various
home
reasons.
Protection.
Right.
Not many of them are sleeping with it under their pillow.
No, not usually.
So a couple great gems in this article.
Other than he shot the guy.
Other than he shot the guy. It says, while aiming the gun at the man, Lembo said, I told him to sit down while I called the police or I would blow his brains out. So at least he asked him to sit down. The intruder complied and sat on a coffee table while Lembo called 911.
And this is after he shot him?
No, this was before. This is how it happened.
So sit down, I'm going to call the cops, you son of a bitch. And if you don't sit, I'm going to shoot you.
And he was not bluffing.
Right.
While Lembo was on the phone with the public safety dispatcher, the intruder jumped up, and Lembo said he fired a shot. The intruder fled out the back door, leaving a pool of blood, Lembo said. Lembo said the shooting left him nervous, and he couldn't sleep after the incident.
Imagine that. Huh. Isn't that weird?
Just some people, I guess, get nervous about shooting another human being, and it's just they have a hard time sleeping after.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Isn't that fucked up?
I mean, I can shoot like 4 or 5 people and...
Right.
Go right to bed.
Right. 10 would be it, you know what I mean?
It's like coffee. Like, some people can drink coffee after 5
and some
get
can't.
To bed just 5. Yeah.
Right.
Some people.
So you're a shooter.
Shoot somebody and can't get right back to sleep for some reason.
Right. Right.
Oh, weird.
It's like you're awake all of a sudden. You're just wide awake and it's like, oh, man. And it's like midnight. You don't want to be awake because there's nothing to do at midnight.
Yeah.
It's not like you can start your day. But you shot a guy, and now you're awake.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, I might as well, like, clean the blood off the carpet.
I guess.
While I'm awake.
Yep.
So, yeah. We've got the video here, which neither one of us have watched, and hopefully we can get it to load with our shitty internet up here.
Or shitty computers.
Tech
guy.
Yeah, shitty tech guy is more like it.
Right. All right, so let's check this video out.
5 times in the last 6 years I've been broken into. It's all my prescriptions. I'm a quadriplegic.
All quadriplegic.
I have morphine, I have Oxycontin, I have everything.
Bath salt.
Just a walking drugstore.
Walking drugstore.
Is this an advertisement? Is he advertising on national television all his drugs?
They steal everything. The woman down the last building died last week, and before they got her body out of there and took it to cremation, she was robbed. They stole all her morphine. I said yesterday, I'm tired of this. I'm going to go get a gun. And I went out, I bought a gun. The best thing I ever did. I bought it yesterday at noontime, and I used it last night at 12 o'clock.
Huh. Jeez. 12 o'clock.
Could threaten somebody with it, you know.
Okay.
But he didn't obey my threat. Somehow he jimmied that door open. That door was locked, and he jimmied it open somehow.
Jimmied it open somehow.
I caught him over here, rummaging through the pills.
Oh, he's giving a breakdown.
And I come out of there, and I said, oh, what the?
He's got a cigarette going.
What are you doing here?
Of course.
And he turned around, and he says, I'm here to rob you like everybody else.
What? Oh, come on. Okay.
Is that really what he said?
So he sat down, and he had his hands in it like this. And I said, you make a move, and I'm going to shoot you. So I dialed 911. I was talking to the girl on the phone, telling him what was, you know, giving my address.
He's got his hand up to his ear. He's displaying that he's on the phone.
And she says, no, no, don't do that.
Holding on, don't do that.
He made a bolt for the door. He was going out the back door, and as he did, I turned around.
He's still got his hand up to his ear like he's talking on the phone.
I don't know, Brian Haver, so I knew how to shoot, you know. No question with that. So, and I didn't want to hit him. You know, where it would kill him, I wanted to hit him, you know, so he'd live. You know, I didn't want him dying on me.
I want him to suffer.
Oh, he's smoking a... He's got one of them flavored cigarette cigar things.
You have to include that.
So in my mind, I had no choice.
Well, of course
I was a Swisher Sweet.
Yeah. Hopefully, they will see around town that people are going to stop letting them get away with it and start standing up for themselves. And maybe this town will become peaceful again.
Start standing up for themselves and stop swearing their asses.
So, I'm such a dick.
I'm getting, well, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I just got burglarized.
You are definitely a dick. But I'm getting a much better feel of what's going on here. Like, I'm much better.
It really,
you know,
sets the tone.
It really does set the tone. And I feel like, you know, he reminds me of my mother. He does. The way he talks and
right,
like the fact that he's, I'm here to rob you, just like everyone else. Like, no, he did. The guy didn't like say that. That's not what he said, like, at all. But that's something my crazy mother would say. And then I'm thinking he's living in one of them, well, similar places that my mother lives in. A low income retirement kind of you know, you need assistance, assisted living community,
right?
And I think you're wrong, actually. Your opinion on why he might have been robbed fucking six times in the last, or five times in the last 6 years.
What do you think the motivation would be?
Where he lives. Really? I guarantee he's not the only person getting robbed in that kind of a community.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they do just know that he's got all the meds.
Well, when you have a community of people that are disabled, right, that all live in you know, the similar vicinity, you're gonna find that the junkies and druggies are gonna go to a place like that because it is like a fucking, they are walking pharmacies.
Right. Now I mean he said that the guy exclaimed, I'm here to rob you like everyone else.
Right.
The fact that the guy said that means he knew who this guy was, who was,
yeah, but he didn't say
victim.
That.
Probably
the guy didn't
not.
Say that. The guy but, came out and said, what are you doing? And the guy probably was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'm here to rob you. Like,
probably
else.
Not. But the guy that broke in had to have at least known what this guy looked like or that he had the medication.
But he also said that a lady that lived down the hall, which is what keyed me in on the fact that he lives in a, you know, assisted living community type place, they went and busted in. She died, and before they even got her to cremation, like he said,
yeah,
they went in and fucking stole all her pills. So you got to figure there's a lot of people living in this community place, right?
Right.
You probably have some near dwells, you know, some people that maybe aren't the fucking greatest people in the world. I know the place where my mother lives is a similar type deal. It's an assisted living community for elderly, retired, you know, disabled people,
yeah.
And they got some people that live in that community that are, you know, some shady, sketchy individuals, right?
Right.
So you got those kind of people lingering around, and you see these people coming and going on a daily basis, knowing that they're probably, you know, ripe for the picking.
Yeah.
then it's probably going to happen more often than not. And I bet if you were to look into it, I bet he's not the only one that's been robbed that many times in a short period of time.
Right. I know. Profiling, though, if I were to break in to steal somebody's medications, I might go with the little old lady, because just looking at this guy, he looks like he is crazy as fuck. Like, looks like he'll shoot you.
That
is not the guy I would fucking break into.
For the last five times that this guy's buddies had broken in,
right,
he hadn't shot anybody, and he said he's a paraplegic. He's in a wheelchair. He ain't gonna, you know, I mean, not to be too offensive, but he ain't getting up and chasing after you.
Right.
You know, so. True.
He could, wheel after you quickly.
Right. With a 12-volt battery.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, it sounds like probably anybody living in that area is probably a pretty, you know, easy target.
Yeah.
But not that guy no more.
No, I doubt that'll be happening. You know, it's interesting because one thing I know that's happened too, I don't know if this is the case there, but I know in some of these assisted living places, like DHS has run out of TANF or HUD housing in certain areas.
Right.
So they're starting to put, you know, recipients in these places, especially ones with disabilities.
Right.
So I've known of, you know, people in their 20s to 30s. Living in assisted living homes because they've got bipolar,
bad back,
sciatica,
right?
You know, whatever diagnosis of the month that people are scamming.
Fibromyalgia.
Yep. So, you get an interesting mix because when you've got people that are basically committing welfare fraud that are being placed in housing along with elderly that have lots of prescriptions, it's that this could be happening, or people could be getting clued in by other residents of this place, or some of the people that broke in could even be neighbors of this guy.
or they have family that lives there or friends that live there. I mean, you know, it's a whole number of things. And I will say another thing, these places are popping up all over the place. I mean, just in our area alone,
right,
we got what, like three brand new ones in Ellsworth?
Yeah.
Similar type, you know, housing. Community, disabled, retired, whatever.
Right.
And, I mean, if you think about it, you got people that can't really defend themselves, probably, right. Most likely. And, they're usually medicated. They've got medications of all varying types. So, it's like a drug criminal's fucking dream come true. It's like the mall, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's really kind of the worst possible scenario. It's like you take all the people in the world with all the best medications that all the druggies want and then group them up and put them all in the same exact place. Like just door to door to door to door of the same thing.
Right.
So we can just line them up and they're ripe for the picking.
Yeah. It's like Disneyland for drug addicts.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe these places should start hiring security, you know?
Yeah, you think?
Or maybe like just some kind of a fucking outsourced security system department of, you know, guards or whatever.
Right. Now, here's an interesting little review that I can do that's a little unorthodox and, you know, not in our usual genre of reviews.
Yeah.
I can do a review of an elderly retirement community, assisted living community.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
One that I'm kind of
looking into,
happy about, actually. Oh. Well, here's the thing. I've done a lot of work at these places.
Uh-huh.
So all the places around town, I won't name them, but any of these places I've been, I've said there's no way I'd want my parents in one of those places.
Right.
You know, they all smell bad and they are just depressing. They feel like a hospital.
So not a fan of those type of communities. You wouldn't want your...
They're fucking awful.
Right.
I mean, you've been to these places.
I have.
And they're just terrible and depressing. But I did a job the other day for a woman that was living in Seaport, which is the new buildings that are out behind the old Moore School there.
Okay. Where the basketball courts used to be.
Yes.
Right.
That place is ballin' as fuck.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like community for retired, disabled high rollers.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know what the rent is, but I wish they would consider me.
Really?
For living. I honestly, like I told the woman when I left there, I was like, look, between you and me, I've worked at all the places around here. Obviously, it's not just between me and her because now I'm saying it on the podcast. But
right.
I said, I would never want my parents to live in one of these places or any family member. But after being at this place, I was like, not only would I be happy with my parents living here, I would live here.
Wow.
And I told Sarah about it later. I was like, it's awesome because it would basically be like living at the Hilton, but with bingo, which it doesn't get any better than that.
Huh.
The room was beautiful. And I actually went in both buildings because the first time, naturally, she was an elderly woman. So she told me that she was in the building on the left, and she was on the second floor, room one, whatever.
Right.
So I go in that building on the left to room, you know, one, whatever, on the second floor, which doesn't exist because rooms on the first floor in the 100s, second floor in the 200s. So
right.
Just I'm on like... the second floor looking for room 100 and something, and they're like, right. That 100s are on the first floor. Turned out it was 400 and something. Which is in the other building.
Oh.
So I finally went to the other building. It wasn't anything even close to what she told me it was, but I did find her eventually.
Right.
But got to look at, like, the intensive care one and the more independent one, which is where she was. And they're just really nice apartments, high ceilings, nice decor, just beautiful places. Tons of big common areas, like huge couches, big TVs, and all wow. these common areas. They had some bingo going on when I went through.
High stakes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, high stakes bingo. So, yeah, just, I mean, it looked like a friggin' cushy spa hotel.
Well, I mean, you have been complaining about random pain that you can't seem to put a finger on. Sounds like a case of fibro to me.
Ooh, yeah.
You might be a candidate for one of those places.
Bipolar.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm tired.
Right. Sometimes you're
not. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood.
Yep.
Yeah, I think yep. I should quit working.
Sometimes you're happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're angry.
That's both of those and things happen.
You've been sad. I've seen you sad.
Yeah.
I think you are a perfect, sounds like a perfect candidate.
I need to be on disability. Yeah. I need medical marijuana, mm-hmm. I need government assistance, and I need to live in that place.
Absolutely.
All right, so I've got a new, I've got a 3-year plan.
Yeah. 3? I think you can do it in 2.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think you can. I think you can get it done. Well, that's good. So you're going to live in a old folks' home, and that old boy shot somebody.
Yeah.
The night he bought his gun. Holy I mean, shit. Talk about fucking shit luck. He buys a gun, and then fucking midnight that night, he's putting a bullet in some guy's shoulder.
Yeah, no kidding.
He didn't want to kill him, though. He just wanted to wound
no,
him.
No, just wanted to right. hurt. I know. He, like, paused for a second and was trying to think of a way of saying, like, right. I just wanted to hurt the guy.
Right. Didn't want him dying on me.
Yeah. I just wanted him to suffer.
Exactly.
Know his boss.
But what I like is that he shot him on his way out the door. The guy was running out the door, and he capped his ass.
Right. Damn straight. Yeah, that's true. He shot him in the back.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He's like, okay, this guy's running away. I'm never going to see him again, but I don't give a shit. Like,
right.
He's going down.
We're
going
to find him.
Yeah.
Because there'll be a blood trail.
Hell yeah. Got
to
respect
that. Well,
good
for him. Absolutely. Good yeah. for him. I'm glad he fucking capped his ass.
Right.
Well, that looks like that's about all we got for this week.
I think so. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
That door was locked, and he jimmied it open somehow.
Jimmied it open somehow.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!